It was a quiet Tuesday afternoon in 1997. Margaret Lane was doing the dishes in her one-bedroom house in Memphis, Tennessee.
Then came the knock. Three short knocks. Not frantic. Not rushed. Just firm.
She dried her hands,
opened the door,
and found two men in suits.
FBI.
They asked if her son was home.
She said she didn't have a son.
They asked again, was this 423 Nolan Avenue?
She nodded. They stepped inside.
One of them pulled out a photo.
A man.
Maybe in his 30s.
Tattoos. Cold eyes.
She'd never seen him before. But what happened next would change her life, because that day, the government made a mistake. They had the wrong address. And for Margaret Lane, that mistake didn't end at the door. Margaret Lane was 61 years old when the agents arrived. She'd lived in that house for 22 years. Never had a criminal record. She worked at a local pharmacy. The kind of person who never forgot your dog's name or how your mother was doing. But the agents didn't leave quickly.
They searched the house.
Looked under the floorboards, through the attic, even took her landline phone. She kept saying it was a mistake. They said they had a warrant. But the name on it wasn't hers. After 2 hours, they apologized.
Kind of.
The man they were looking for, a fugitive connected to a federal drug ring, had once lived at 423 Nolan Street.
Not Nolan Avenue.
They had gone to the wrong house.
A typo on the paperwork.
The two streets were only 6 blocks apart.
They left.
Margaret stood in her kitchen, staring at her overturned table, broken vase, and scattered mail. And in that silence, something cracked. Over the next few weeks, Margaret's neighbors started acting differently. Someone whispered that she'd been arrested. Someone else said they saw her being taken away in cuffs, which never happened. The pharmacy let her go temporarily. It wasn't personal, they said. Just policy. Until things settled down. No charges were ever filed. But rumors don't care about paperwork.
Months passed.
Margaret Greg Vita.
She stopped going to church.
Didn't return calls. She didn't trust the mailman. And every time a car parked outside for too long, she closed the curtains. The wrong address became a kind of ghost. One that haunted her, but no one else could see. 5 years later, Margaret moved out. She left Memphis entirely. To a trailer outside Knoxville. She never fully recovered. When she passed away in 2018, the local obituary listed her as quiet, private, and fiercely independent.
No mention of what happened.
But her niece April, who found Margaret's old journals, reached out to us.
She said,
Aunt Maggie wrote in her journal that the worst part wasn't that they searched her house. The worst part was that nobody ever came back to say they were sorry.
Von Letter off.
Street instead of avenue. That was all it took. The official report from 1997 lists the incident as resolved.
No injuries. No arrest.
But there's no box to check for trust lost. For a life unraveled. Sometimes, in the world of law enforcement, there's this phrase.
Collateral damage.
It sounds sterile.
Clean. Almost mathematical.
But Margaret Lane wasn't a number.
She was a person.
And for the rest of her life, she carried a quiet fear that someone else's mistake might happen again. This was Human Echoes.
I'm your host.
Sometimes justice gets the wrong door. And sometimes, the knock still echoes long after everyone else forgets.